Hey, that's tied in with spirits, too. Mr. Majority Leader?
May we please have an at ease?
The House stand at ease. Order. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 320, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to damages for death of a minor and the distribution of a minor's estate. The Hess Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Hess Committee with a new title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen, concurring Kopanen, Hudson, Grunberg, Ellis, Hanley, and Phillips. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Hess Committee with a new title, and is reported back as follows. The report was signed by Sun Chairman, signing do pass, Elmer and Grunberg. Having no recommendation, Sun, Taylor, Barnes, Navarre, and Cotton. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the House Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 320.
Is there any objection as the adoption of the House CS Hess? Hearing no objection, the House Committee substitute Hess has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Object. Hearing objection.
Question.
Should we even bother? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 320 Hess be advanced to third reading? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
24 yeas, 16 nays.
The motion to advance has failed.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like an at ease.
Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, Senate Bill 320 was held in second reading. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill 348 by Euling, Halford, Eliason, Kelly, Sturgeluski, Josephson, Rohde, Szymanski, Jones, Duncan, Fahrenkamp, and Binkley. An act relating to medical assistance for needy persons. The Hess Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Hess Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Ellis. Signing do pass, Kopanen, Ellis, Hanley, Hudson, Donnelly, and Grunberg. Phillips has no recommendation. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Finance Committee with the same title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing do pass, Adams, Borchow, Larson, Boyer, Gall, Swackhammer, Brown, and Davis. Rieger has no recommendation. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having two committee substitutes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the members to listen carefully to this motion. It's going to be that we accept the original Senate bill, 380, that the House adopt Senate Bill 348.
Are there any objections? Representative Taylor?
Seems to me that we did some extensive work on this bill in the House, and I'd like to have an explanation of the difference between the House version before us and the Senate bill that's being recommended.
Representative Navarre?
Mr. Speaker, actually, there should not even be a Finance Committee substitute. The bill is the same as the Senate bill that passed over. There's no change, so the choice is between the Hess version or the original bill that came over from the Senate. The Finance adopted the same bill as the original bill that came over, so that's the bill that we have before us, the Senate bill.
Our objections maintained. Hearing no objections, the original Senate Bill 348 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, the clerk please read the title of that bill.
Senate Bill 348 by Euling, Helford, Eliason, et al., an act relating to medical assistance for needy persons.
Third reading, under debate.
Question.
Representative Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple of brief comments. This bill has become come to be known as the Healthy Baby Bill, and I'd like to thank those members of the House, especially the HES Committee, who worked on this legislation, and I'm very gratified to see the Senate vehicle before us. This has been one of the highest priorities of the Governor's Interim Commission on Children and Youth, and would just point out to the members that in previous action on the pharmacy bill, we made a major savings. The legislation, the Healthy Baby Bill, will bring new federal dollars into the state for prenatal care, and I would urge its passage.
Representative Martin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I did have an amendment for this, but I think just a clarification by one of the sponsors, because I know we had a similar House bill. It's my intent at reading this and also being co-sponsor on the Senate on the House bill that no appropriations will be allowed from this measure, from this act for abortions. Is that the prior speaker's intent?
Representative Ellis.
Mr. Speaker, the intent of the legislation from both bodies, as I understand it, has been that the funds will be expended for prenatal care, including nutrition services and case management. I think it's very clear what the intent is.
Representative Gold, you were seeking the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to rise to thank the co-chairman of House Hess for some outstanding work, I believe, both on this bill, number 348, and also in regards to bringing about the pharmaceutical bill, number 255. I really think all of us and the children of the state owe our co-chair here a real vote of thanks.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 348 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Representative Hoffman, the roll is open for you. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 348 has passed the House. Would the House stand at ease? Yeah. Would the House come back to order? Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, title amended by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the registration of general contractors and subcontractors into certain contracts of state agencies. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill, recommends as follows. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, signing DuPass, Boucher, Kopinen, and Donnelly. Having no recommendation, Ellis, Davidson, Menard, and Pernas signed bad, bad bill. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one amendment, would the clerk please make reference to that amendment?
Amendment number one by Navarre, and it starts on page one, line 24, and it's on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment. Ask unanimous consent.
The amendment has been moved. Are there any objections? Okay, there are objections. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment just clears up some language that deals with whether or not when a subcontractor doesn't have a valid license, whether they're going to throw out the entire low-bid contractor on the job. This says that no, they just throw out the subcontractor who didn't have the license.
To amendment number one, Representative Furness.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. You may note that I wrote bad, bad bill, and it was for that very reason. I do support the amendment to the bill. It does make it a workable piece of legislation, and with that, I will be supporting this bill and this amendment.
Are there any objections to amendment number one? Any objections? Hearing no objections, amendment number one has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Check. Hearing objection.
Would the Speaker brief at ease, please?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the ADEs, we had a motion to advance to third reading. There were objections. The objections are maintained. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, amended House, be advanced to third reading? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
25 yeas, 15 nays.
The bill is held in second reading. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 371, financed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to alcoholic beverages in an area that has prohibited or restricted the sale of alcoholic beverages by local option election and to delivery, purchase, and municipal regulation of alcoholic beverages. The HES Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Ellis and Kopanen. Signing do pass, Kopanen, Hudson, Phillips, and Ellis. Signing no recommendation, Hanley. Grunberg signed do pass with amendment to Section 6. Judiciary Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Sund Chairman. Concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Barnes, Cotton, and Taylor. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Judiciary CS for CS for Senate Bill 371.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the House CS Judiciary? Hearing no objection, the House Committee Substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Will the clerk please make reference to Amendment Number 1?
Amendment Number 1 by Navarre, Hoffman, and Adams to page 2, line 6, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre?
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
The amendment has been moved. Are there objections to Amendment Number 1? Hearing objections, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This section just deals with the amount that a single package store may ship off premises in a one-month period to a single party. It says 8 in the bill. Some of the concern was that a group may get together in some areas and have one person order for everybody. So 18 was basically a compromise that was worked out. Mr. Speaker, sir, currently it's unlimited. Thank you.
Are objections maintained on Amendment Number 1? Objections are maintained. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Amendment Number 1 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Ellis.
From yes to no.
From yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
25 yeas, 15 nays.
Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Representative Zawacki.
A slight at ease, please.
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the ADEs, we had just adopted Amendment Number 1. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. The bill, that's the House Judiciary CS for Senate Bill 371, amended House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 371, Judiciary Amended House by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to alcoholic beverages in an area that has prohibited or restricted the sale of alcoholic beverages by local option election and to delivery, purchase, and municipal regulation of alcoholic beverages.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 371 Judiciary Amended House pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 371 Judiciary Amended House has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution 57 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, suspending Uniform Rules 41B, 24C, and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill 320. The Rules Committee has considered the resolution and it's in second reading, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, it's in second and final reading. Representative Gull.
Just a point of information, Mr. Speaker, respectfully, if we're not bringing 320 to third reading, is this a resolution necessary?
Let's take one thing at a time, Representative Gull. Representative Barnes.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I object to the resolution on the grounds discussed by the representative from Haines. If he hadn't have brought it up, I was going to, so it doesn't matter that he brought it up. It is something that I don't think we should pass, and I would ask the members to vote no.
Mr. Majority Leader, the House stand at ease. Come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be moved to the bottom of the calendar.
Are there any objection? It is not at the bottom of the calendar. Senate Bill 191 is at the bottom of the calendar. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill will be moved to the bottom of the calendar. The clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Mr. Speaker, House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 191 Rules is in second reading, and we have revised amendment number 2.
Okay, we had the bill before us in second reading and available for amendment before we moved it to the bottom of the calendar. Would the clerk make reference to amendment number 2, revised?
Revised amendment number 2 by Navarre, and it starts on page 8, line 23, and it's on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre.
Speaker, I move the amendment, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objections, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This deals with registration of base camps, and the intent of this amendment is to allow no more than 2 base camps per operator statewide.
Representative Taylor to amendment number 2, revised.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I have no objection to the amendment. I only wish to note that I have a conflict of interest and that I have represented a person involved in litigation with the state of Alaska on this very subject, and would ask the permission of the body to refrain from voting and participating in this process.
Hearing objection, the representative must vote. Representative Schultz.
Just had a question to the rules chairman. What was the rationale for the using 2 base camps?
Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, it's, I guess, basically to keep a level playing field for all the different parties who are involved in this allocation of the resource. The guides are currently allowed to have up to 3 guide areas, and this allows an outfitter to have 2 base camps statewide. It could be in the same game management unit. That was the...
Any further debate on amendment number 1 or amendment number 2 revised? Are there objections maintained on it? Hearing objection, are ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 2 revised be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
33 yeas, 7 nays.
Amendment number 2 revised
has been adopted. Would the clerk please make reference to amendment number 3?
Revised amendment number 3 by Navarre, and it starts on page 8, line 21, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objections.
Mr. Speaker, this brings the outfitters into compliance with the same laws that the guides currently have to adhere to, and that is that if they have violated a game law or regulation statewide, they're not allowed to participate.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall amendment number 3 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Amendment number 3 has been adopted despite objections. Will the clerk make reference to amendment number 4?
Revised amendment number four by Navarre starts on page 8 after line 28, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection.
Mr. Speaker, this deals with the notification to the Department of Fish and Game and Public Safety about the harvest of animals, and this amendment is so that the task force that we're setting up under the bill will have better data in which to deal with impact on the resource.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 4 revised be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Didn't register. The clerk opened the roll. I didn't. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, one nay.
Amendment number 4 has been adopted. Would the House stand at ease for a minute? Would the House come back to order? Before the at-ease, we had just disposed of amendment number 4. It was adopted. Will the clerk make reference to amendment number 5?
Amendment number 5 by Navarre to page 3, line 11, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is a legal opinion provided with the amendment that just shows that this provision is unconstitutional as interpreted by the AG's office. They're not enforcing it now. The bill is an area that the task force is, I guess, going to look at. We basically can't do this now, and it's not being enforced. We can leave it in or take it out. It really doesn't make any difference, except that if we take it out, it just conforms with what the actual practice is now. This was recommended by the drafter of the bill. I mean, the guy who was putting the bill together.
Are objections maintained to amendment number 5? Are objections maintained? Are you ready for the Representative Hoffman?
Mr. Speaker, I don't have amendment number 5 on my desk.
Okay, would one of the... Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 5 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
29 yeas, 11 nays.
Amendment number 5 has been adopted. Would the clerk make reference to amendment number 6?
Amendment number 6 by Taylor to page 4, lines 5 through 6, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move the amendment and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there hearing objections, Representative Taylor?
I might just briefly explain it, Mr. Speaker. If you look on page 4 at lines 5, by striking the words less than 1 year nor, the sentence would then read, and by imprisonment for not more than 3 years. And if the same words are stricken on line 29 at the bottom of page 5, the sentence would then read, by imprisonment for not more than 3 years. In essence, what I'm trying to take out of the bill is something that I've found somewhat shocking. If a person participates in one of these activities believing they're doing something correct, and they're found to not be doing it correctly, the judge has no choice in the case but to sentence them to a mandatory 1 year jail sentence. And I think that's an awfully harsh penalty with no discretion left on the part of the bench. When you consider what we're doing with cocaine traffickers, where they're doing maybe 30 to 50 days in jail, and some other people that I think are much more heinous offenses, to put a mandatory 1 year on this thing's kind of tough. And this still leaves a discretion in the court. If they wish to, they can go up to a year or all the way up to 3 in this instance. So that's why I recommend it.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The felony provisions in the bill were adopted in 1986. It's my understanding, at least, that they were adopted in 1986. I don't remember having voted on it, but nevertheless, this is an area that also has been identified for the task force to look at. I support the amendment.
Are there any objections to amendment number 6? Hearing objections, are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 6 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
29 yeas, 11 nays.
Amendment number 6 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House rules CS for Senate Bill 191, amended House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 191, Rules, amended House by the Rules Committee. An act relating to the Guide Board and Big Game Guiding, Transporting, Outfitting, and Hunting, and establishing an interim task force on guiding and the commercial taking of big game and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? Representative Taylor.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments on this. We have seen a lot of activity in the press in the last few days concerning the investigative reporting that's been done on the Guide Board itself. I know an awful lot of people have really put their hearts and efforts into this legislation, and I support them in that effort. But I think the time has been too brief and too short to really resolve the issues. And I'm looking forward to the report from the task force. Personally, I believe that an attorney general's investigation should be brought of this board, and that there are serious enough allegations that have been made that they warrant that type of inquiry. Hopefully, the task force will do that. I, at this point, cannot find it in my heart to vote with this legislation, because I believe it's only the beginning of a cleanup action that really needs to be undertaken by the executive branch and by this legislature. So I am opposed to it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further debate? Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Basically, the bill forces us to revisit the issue again next year, and it sets up a task force to go through a number of things, identify a number of the problems, and see if we can come up with some recommendations for solving the resource problem, the impact on the resource problem. And the guide board and its activities are one of the things that has been targeted for investigation.
Representative Springer.
Things in regards to our resources have gotten out of hand. We got to stop that wholesale slaughter, especially moose and caribou, that's taking place right now. And while this bill doesn't provide the final forum for it, I think it does the job of addressing that right now. And in the interim, the details can be addressed that are still open, and I hope that everybody supports this bill.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 191, Rules Amended House, pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, 3 nays.
House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 191, Rules Amended House, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move it. There is a Rules Committee, a House Rules Committee letter of intent to accompany the bill. Members should have it in their packet. I move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of intent signed by the chairman of the Rules Committee be adopted.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the letter of intent? Hearing no objection, the letter of intent has been adopted. Without objections, committee substitute for Senate Bill 191, the engrossment will be waived. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. There are several bills that did not yet advance to third reading. I move and ask unanimous consent that we go back up the calendar to consider these in numerical order. These include Senate Bill 391, Senate Bill 344, and Senate Bill 320.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, would the clerk please start back down the calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 391, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the sale of wine by wineries and breweries and to the provision of wine samples by wineries.
Okay, that bill was before us in the second reading, and we had actually a motion to advance. Mr. Majority Leader?
That motion failed. Therefore, I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in failing to advance the bill.
Are there any objection in rescinding our action and failing to advance? Hearing no objection, the question is before us. Mr. Majority Leader? Representative Furness.
Brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
Will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Are there any objections to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 391, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the sale of wine by wineries and breweries and to the provision of wine samples by wineries.
Third reading, under debate. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 391, Judiciary, amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, 2 nays.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 391, Judiciary amended, has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
It's House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320, HISS, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to damages for the death of a person and the distribution of that person's estate. We are in second reading, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance to third reading? Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320, HISS, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to damages for the death of a person and the distribution of that person's estate.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Taylor.
I just had a question in that the title is different on mine, at least on the calendar, than it is on the what was read. Somebody explain that.
Representative Taylor, House Concurrent Resolution 57, which is at the bottom of the calendar, addresses that. Any further debate? Ready for the question? Irene?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320 Hess pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320 Hess has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, title amended by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the registration of general contractors and subcontractors and to certain contracts of state agencies. We are in second reading, Mr. Speaker.
Are the objections maintained to the motion to advance? Representative Furness?
Not an objection, Mr. Speaker. I just want to make sure amendment number one by the member from Kenai did pass, just for the record.
There was an amendment in the second reading, so I assume that it did pass because the motion is to advance to third reading. Are objections maintained to advance to third reading? Hearing no objections, will the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, amended House by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the registration of general contractors and subcontractors and to certain contracts of state agencies.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 344, Labor and Commerce, amended House, has passed the House. Would the clerk please take up the last item on the calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 57 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, suspending Uniform Rules 41B, 24C, and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill 320.
It's a concurrent resolution in second and final reading and open for debate or amendment. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 57 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
32 yeas, 8 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 57 has passed the House. This brings us to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader, will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Is it the intention of the chair, while the limbo file is being compiled and while the, I guess it would be our third supplemental calendar is being printed and the packets developed, to have a short recess at the call of the chair, and would also ask that the members of the majority go to the speaker's chambers for a short caucus in recess. Will the House come back to order? We just completed the second supplemental calendar. Would there any objections to going back up the calendar to messages from the Senate? Hearing none, would the clerk read messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 386, Judiciary, relating to enforcement of alcoholic beverage control laws, effective date, and is returned. and committee substitute for House Bill 413 Finance, Special Appropriations to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for grants to the North Slope Borough to alleviate the effects of fires at Wainwright School and Ipalik School and providing for an effective date, and it is returned. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following, committee substitute for House Bill 203 Finance with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 203 Judiciary, an act relating to forfeiture of weapons used to commit a crime, and it is returned for consideration. The Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 312 Judiciary with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 312 Judiciary, relating to standards of conduct for members of the legislature and employees of the legislature and providing for effective date, and it is returned for consideration. The Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 361 Hess with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 361 Judiciary, effective date added, an act relating to revocation of a minor's license to drive, traffic offenses by minors, and the definition of driver's license, and providing for an effective date and its return for consideration. The Senate passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 387 Finance with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 387 Finance, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for enforcement of alcoholic beverage control laws and for a reward program to promote the apprehension and conviction of persons who violate certain alcohol control laws and providing for an effective date.
Could the clerk stop right there and mark it off, and we'll go back to the limbo file?
Please, Mr. Speaker.
With House entities.
Mental calendar for the 120th day.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we have adopted the third supplemental calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 471 Finance, amended by the Finance Committee, an act establishing a program in the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to guarantee business loans and limiting the authority's ability to issue bonds and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title and due pass. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Signing due pass, Davidson, Menard, and Boucher. Having no recommendation, Furness and Donnelly. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 471.
Any objection as the adoption of the House CS, Labor and Commerce? Hearing no objection, that committee substitute, Labor and Commerce, has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
Amendment number one by Rieger and Sund, page 5, line 7. And it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Rieger.
Mr. Speaker, I move amendment number one, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection, Representative Rieger.
Mr. Speaker, the only effect of the amendment is that on the in the fee which ADA can charge for guarantees, that rather than it being a one-time fee, they can charge it as an annual fee, which is in conformity with commercial standards.
Any objection to amendment number one? Any objection to amendment number one? Amendment number one has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Labor and Commerce CS for Senate Bill 470, for CS for Senate Bill 471, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give that bill its third reading?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 471, Labor and Commerce, amended House by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act establishing a program in the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to guarantee business loans and limiting the authority's ability to issue bonds and providing for an effective date.
Third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 471, Labor and Commerce, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, 2 nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 471, Labor and Commerce, amended House, has passed the House. Effective date. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, that clause has been adopted. Will the clerk read the next item on today's calendar? Mr.
Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Transportation CS for Senate Bill 298.
Are there any objections as the adoption of the House Transportation Committee Substitute? Hearing no objection, that committee substitute House Transportation has been adopted.
Mr. Speaker, I don't have it in my particular packet here, either under 553 House Bill or the Senate Bill, whatever the title we're using.
Representative Martin.
Irene, can we get this out?
Are there any further amendments pending upon the clerk's desk?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hudson.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I don't have it either. I don't know if it's generally out of the packet.
Representative Navarre.
We have a brief at ease.
Would the House stand at ease? Would those members that don't have it in their packet raise their hands? Will the House come back to order? We have the bill before us in second reading. And if there are no objections, that bill will be held before us in second reading. Are there any objections to going back up to reports of standing committees? Hearing none, would the clerk please read that report?
The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill 444, Finance, with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 444, Finance, an Act amending fiscal year 1988 operating appropriations and making supplemental operating appropriations for fiscal year 1988 and prior fiscal years and providing for an effective date, and it is transmitted for consideration.
Are there any objections to dropping down to unfinished business? Hearing no objections, would the Majority Leader move into the limbo file to take up 444?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I move and ask unanimous consent that we enter the limbo file for the purpose of considering one specific bill. That is Senate Bill 444. House Bill 444.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments for House Bill 444, thereby adopting Senate Finance Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 444, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Objecting. Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, I would request that the Finance Chairman list the differences that he finds are particularly important.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There has been six changes that have been made in the supplemental bill. The first change was in section number 5, which is page number 3. Lines 13, 14, 15, our main difference on this particular page, it includes the litigations with the impeachment of Sheffield for $302,700. There, continuing on to page number 13, section number 55, there is $22,000 for the International Pacific Fishery Convention, which is needed. Going on to page number 56, there is a sum of $345,140 for the reimbursement to the other body for and to the Legislative Affairs for the Super Collateral. Section number 54, there is an addition $1.5 million for mitigating circumstances with Department of Education. The last two changes would be on page number 15. Section number 58 is a sum of $385,000 to the litigation that is before us with Legislative Council on the Brent's building lease lawsuit. And the last section, 59, the sum of $30,000 is paid for the Dillingham School District for mitigation. Mr. Speaker, if I may just briefly, if the vote of this particular bill goes down because the circumstances within the changes in here goes down, then what the chairman would be doing would be offering an amendment to the bill that's on the reappropriation bill on 298, which would include everything with the exceptions of items that perhaps this particular body does not want in that supplemental.
So the recommendations, Mr. Chairman, is basically not to concur.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't say that, Mr. Speaker. I leave that judgment up to each individual in this body.
As a recommendation. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have been nervous about this all day because I really am upset with the action of the other body to try to force us to concur with action that I think had been absolutely unconstitutional last year and 2 years ago. Specifically in Section 5 on page 3, you may remember when we first passed this bill over, I asked about the $367 million, I think it was at that time, was this part of the settlement with the impeachment trial, and I was assured that it was not. And as the finance chairman said, that what they did was to add the $302,000 that will be the settlement of the Sheffield litigation. Mr. Speaker, I think, I know the hour is late, and I know some people want to get this over with, but it's time like now that you got to be most diligent in protecting the Constitution that we all swore to uphold. And Section 56 has the same problem. We know that the governor was not impeached, and part of that is the excuse for, I hear, paying off his legal fees. At the same time, the Supreme Court has ruled that no executive officer can do what was done in those days 2 years ago to try to put a state office building in Fairbanks, that no one can extend their authority or their powers in an unconstitutional manner as that was done. So even though the individual was not impeached, the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. I, for one, feel that we should be very careful in how we are forced into approving appropriations, and thus condoning, in my mind, an unconstitutional act. Also, Mr. Speaker, on page 13, as the Chairman of Finance brought out in Section 56, here was $345,000 appropriated by one person, one legislator. And we all know that we cannot delegate our authority to any individual. And it was confirmed later, and the governor should have known. He could not accept that money. And I'm afraid if we condone this kind of action, no matter what the crisis situation is today, that we are setting up a precedent that will allow other legislators in future years to, by sleight of hand, or however they can, to appropriate money from their committees to a special product that the full legislative body has not approved. And that is blatantly unconstitutional. And I think that we should take a stand tonight, let the other body know that we weren't parties of it in the first place. We aren't parties in it at this moment. And I ask that we refuse to concur. And if it means killing the whole bill, Mr. Speaker, I think we should do it. We have to stand up now. Thank you. One other thing. Okay. All right. Part of the threats that I've heard, and even from some of the staff of the Senate, is that they are worried about not getting paid today. We're running out of money. That's not my fault they misused the appropriation over there. It's the Senate's fault. And I'm saying, let's not get into a pseudo-crisis situation. I'd just as soon kill the whole bill as do something unconstitutional like this. Thank you.
Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the finance chairman has pointed out to us that there is another vehicle available to us if this, if the House fails to concur. And there are a couple of items that I have problems with, and I would request that the members vote no, and we can address it in amendments to the other bill. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute to House Bill 444 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Navarre.
Yes.
From yes to no. Does any other, Representative Brown?
Yes.
Yes to no.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, yes to no.
Yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
5 yeas, 35 nays.
The House does not concur to the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 444 Finance.
Are there any objection moving back to the third supplemental calendar, to the bill that was held before us in second reading? Hearing no objections, it is in second reading. Does the clerk have an amendment upon her desk?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, it's amendment number one by Navarre, and it's the one that starts page one, line six through line 11, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Navarre?
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
Are there any objections to amendment number one? It's this great big packet that Representative Rieger was talking about, errata, et cetera, walking some of the members through it.
Mr. Speaker, if I might just address it, we adopted the Transportation Committee substitute for 298, which was a Transportation Committee substitute. This amendment would put the reappropriations bill before us.
All right, ready for the question. Representative Martin.
Yeah, I know it's late, I'm slow as hell, but at the same time, I'm going to be sure. So what we're doing now, Mr. Speaker, is putting House Bill 553 in front of us and disregarding the Senate bill that we almost moved.
We are amending 553 into 298.
So the bill in front of us, 444, is scraped.
That bill is not in front of us. There will be amendment to put the supplementals on to this amendment.
Now, Representative Martin, we did not concur with 444. Thus, this is the vehicle. Thus, the amendment, which gets at what you were concerned about. Are there any objections to the adoption to amendment number one? Any objections? Hearing none, amendment number one has been adopted. Would the clerk please read amendment number two?
Amendment number two by Barnes to page 80 after section 238, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment.
Hearing objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as we're all aware, the other body sent over a bill that was put in by the governor. I believe the number on it was 415. That bill presently rests in the Judiciary Committee. Was for $1,500,000 to complete the design of the Anchorage Courthouse. It has been determined by many members of this legislature that the design should be redesigned and the size of the courthouse scaled back. I believe there are a few that would dispute the fact that Anchorage, in fact, needs a courthouse. There is a letter in the file that clearly states that the bony building must be torn down within 5 years. So what this amendment does is it scales down the size of the Anchorage Courthouse to 250,000 square feet, and it appropriates $3,900,000. And that, Mr. Speaker, will take care of the redesign of the courthouse. And before someone jumps up and says this is pulling a bill out of committee, I submit to you that it is not, that the bill that is resting in the Judiciary Committee is considerably different than this. The difference being that it is for the continuation of a design of a building that it's the square footage considerably exceeds the amount that is in this amendment, plus the amount of money is in this amendment takes care of the redesign of the building. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This issue has gone through a great deal of discussion. The reason that the bill is still in Judiciary Committee is that there was no... It wasn't shown that there was a need for $350,000, which is what the bill is, or $250,000, which was a compromise that was discussed in the Judiciary Committee, or what the size needs was. It's the intent of the majority caucus to offer a letter of intent that will address this issue, and we'll spend some time studying the issue to try to determine what the appropriate size addition is to the courthouse and make a recommendation. Mr. Speaker, let there be no question about it. This is pulling a bill from committee. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further debate on amendment number two? Representative Barnes.
Well, Mr. Speaker, you can put in all the letters of intent you want to study this thing to death. We in Judiciary had a packet ever so thick from a member of the other body, and we have had numerous pieces of documents before us to show the need, as well as the architect's study and drawings of this particular building. And a letter of intent does not, in fact, address the needs of the Anchorage Courthouse.
Now, Mr. Speaker, some people are trying to say this is a regional issue, it's an Anchorage issue. It is not. The seat of the judiciary, the third branch of government, Mr. Speaker, is just happens to be located in Anchorage. Just as the capital city, the state government, is here in Juneau. Now, Mr. Speaker, I feel compelled to stand on this floor and propose this amendment because I will not allow people to hide behind the judiciary chairman and holding that bill in committee. We have heard much discussion about holding bills in committee this year, and this is not pulling a bill. It is a bill that is considerably different than this in the judiciary committee.
Question.
The chair is going to invoke Mason's Manual 102. Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just comment for the members that if House Bill 164 had passed, we could pay cash for this.
Ready for the question. Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not hiding behind anybody in my vote on this issue. I'm bound by this caucus to vote this way, and I'm going to honor my commitment to the caucus.
Question.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I strongly support the concept of the courthouse and the necessary expansion, but I also strongly support the caucus and the rules we live by. And they're rules that are rules for all of us. And this, in fact, would be pulling a bill from committee. And we cannot run the legislature if we do that. And this isn't always a popular vote. And I know that a number of us have problems with this, but we must support the organization, and that's why I am strongly opposing this amendment at this time. I will support the properly drafted letter of intent, but I do want to see us move ahead and see what we need and have a properly planned and executed courthouse expansion.
Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I find I'm a little bit confused as I'm listening to this conversation about pulling bills out of committee and the procedures that the majority must abide by. It seems to me that last week we voted on a bill. There was a bill that came from the Senate that talked about vending machines for cigarettes, and those vending machines couldn't be in locations where young people could get to them. But attached to that bill, which was different from when that bill came to Hess, was also an addition that talked about taxing smokeless tobacco. Well, I distinctly remember a bill in this House last year, introduced by a member of this body, taxing smokeless tobacco. Now, suddenly they were both part of the same bill. Apparently, the smokeless tobacco bill was in some committee that wasn't being acted upon, and it was made part of another bill. I didn't hear any of the righteous indignation that I'm hearing tonight about pulling bills from committee and procedures by the majority. So I find it very confusing on this issue that suddenly there's a procedure where none of the majority members can vote.
Representative Hanley, what is under discussion is amendment number 2. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
12 yeas, 28 nays.
Amendment number 2 has failed adoption. Would the clerk make reference to Amendment number 3?
Amendment number 3 by Adams, and it starts on page 80 after line 11, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Adams.
Thank you. I'd like to make an amendment to the amendment, Mr. Speaker. There is a couple of items that dropped out. It would be a new section 294.
It's the same as section 55, the sum of $22,700 for the International North Pacific Fishery Advisory Committee. It is in writing. I'm just getting it up to you. The other one is section number 59, the sum of $30,000 for the Dillingham City School District for mitigation purposes. And with that, I would like to move the amendment to the amendment. I do have that in writing going up to you, Mr. Speaker.
Amendment to the amendment. Does the clerk have that upon her desk?
No, I'm writing that.
Okay. Okay. Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, there was an amendment to amendment number 3. It is on the clerk's desk. Would the clerk please read the Amendment to the amendment.
Amendment to Amendment Number 3 by Adams, page 16, section 294. The sum of $22,700 is appropriated from the general fund to the Department of Fish and Game for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1988, for the purpose of paying travel and per diem for the members of the International North Pacific Fisheries Commission Advisory Panel in order to attend an emergency meeting in Vancouver, Canada. Section 295. The sum of $30,000 is appropriated from the general fund to the Department of Education for payment as a grant to the Dillingham City School District to mitigate the effects of the Education Foundation formula for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1988. Renumber accordingly.
Representative Adams. Any objection to the amendment to the amendment? Hearing no objection, the amendment to Amendment Number 3 has been adopted. That puts the Amendment Number 3 before us. Representative Adams.
Sections 235 to 288. It also, on section 289, it's the 385 for the Brands Building Lease lawsuit. Sections 290 and 291 was the disaster money that was placed in there. That can be vetoed by the governor. That bill just passed just recently, 413 on the other body. Section number 298 is the supplemental, which was in House Bill 548 to DOT to satisfy PLA 874. The two items that is left out of here that members may put an amendment to us is the one on the Sheffield lawsuit of 302. The other one is the super collateral. And that's the basics of my amendment, sir.
To amendment number 3 is amended. Representative Rieger.
Mr. Speaker, I have reviewed the items which are on amendment number 3, other than what we voted on in the amendment to the amendment. These are all items which have passed the House already in other appropriations bills, and I support this amendment.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I just make a disclaimer for Representative Herman and myself. We are members of the advisory panel on that International North Pacific Fisheries Commission, and just thought I'd point that out. It was something that just came up, and that's why it got, ended up in the supplemental appropriations bill there. I'd be glad to explain further if people would ask.
Are there any objections to amendment number 3 as amended? Any objections? Hearing no objections, amendment number 3 as amended has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Boyer?
May we have a brief at ease?
Will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we'd adopted amendment number 3 as amended. Would the clerk please make reference to Amendment Number 4?
Amendment Number 4 by Navarre, Sun, Boyer, and Swackhammer. Add a new section. The sum of $702,500 is appropriated from the General Fund to the Department of Law to pay judgments and claims against the state for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1988.
Hearing objection. Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, if they'd offer me the courtesy of moving the amendment first. I move the amendment. Ask unanimous consent.
Okay. Hearing objection. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, Representative Furness.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have an explanation as to what those funds consist of.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker, we don't have the amendment on the desk.
Mr. Speaker.
The uniform rules requires that it only be in written form on the clerk's desk. It is not a complicated amendment. Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, the amendment would restore the funds to this bill to pay for former Governor Sheffield's legal fees, which he encountered in defending himself in the impeachment action. I will be opposing this. Sheffield had the opportunity, if he so chose, to request that the Attorney General provide him with counsel. The Attorney General said there was a conflict and could not represent him himself, but they would have provided him with private counsel, independent counsel, to represent him. He chose not to do that. Instead, he chose to go out and hire some of the most expensive attorneys in the United States to come up here and defend him, and that this was to be paid out of his own funds. This is, and as an afterthought, apparently he's decided he wants the state to pay his bills. I've represented a lot of people in my law practice, ladies and gentlemen, who've paid me legal fees in criminal cases, and I won a fair share of those criminal cases, and they never got their fees paid for by the state. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This wasn't a criminal case, but can we have a brief at ease?
Will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order?
Before the at ease, we had amendment number four. We had amendment number four before us and under debate. There were some objections with the host entities. We have an amendment to amendment number four.
Amendment to amendment number four by Navarre. Section 239, delete 376,709, insert 702,500.
Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move that as an amendment to the amendment. What this does, the other amendment would have added an additional 376 above what we needed. This just adds in the money for the Sheffield attorney's fees, and that's all it does, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objections to the amendment Are you ready for the question? Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I'm trying to understand what it is that we have before us. Am I to understand that we have an amendment for $702,000 before us? Or do we have an amendment for a lesser amount? And if, in fact, the Sheffield money is included in the amendment, we need to know that.
Representative Pennyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, if the amendment to the amendment is adopted, the amendment by the representative from Kenai will simply place $302,000 in for the Sheffield expenses. He's technically correcting his amendment. I would urge everyone to vote yes, and then when we get to the yes to the amendment, no on the amendment. Yes on the amendment to the amendment.
Okay. On the amendment to the amendment, Representative Pierce.
Mr. Speaker, I call the House on the amendment to the amendment and the amendment.
Okay, the House has been called. Would Representative Pettyjohn?
Are objections maintained to the amendment to the amendment?
Our objections, well, the House is, well, let's ascertain that. Are there any objections to the amendment to the amendment? Any objections? The amendment to the amendment has been adopted. The call, of course, will be placed upon amendment number four. Would the House stand at ease while the come back to order? Before the at ease, we'd adopted the amendment to the amendment. Number four, I believe. Okay.
I don't have
any. Is there any further debate? The call has been satisfied. Are there objections to amendment number four as amended? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number four as amended be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Davis, the roll is open for your vote. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
21 yeas, 19 nays.
Amendment number four, as amended, has been adopted.
Could be short at ease.
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had adopted amendment number four as amended. The clerk, I know, has a further amendment or two upon her desk. Would the clerk please read amendment number five?
Amendment number five by Brown. Page 66, delete section 181, renumber sections accordingly.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move amendment number five, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection.
Mr. Speaker, amendment number five would delete $460,000 for the Anchorage Home Porting Support Program. I'm not familiar with this program. I've never heard of it. I asked if there was any backup on it. There is not. I think that this is almost $500,000 we don't need to appropriate this evening, or this morning, rather. This has not had any debate. We don't know what the purpose of this money is, and I don't think it's appropriate to be including it in this bill at this time.
to Amendment Number 5. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Amendment Number 5 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Wallace. From nay to yea. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally? Representative Davidson. Nay to yea. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
19 yeas, 20 nays.
Amendment number 5 has failed adoption. Would the clerk please make reference to Amendment number 6?
Amendment number 6 by Donnelly, page 24 through 25. In section 83, delete subsection C, renumber subsections accordingly.
Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Amendment number 5 and ask unanimous consent.
Amendment number 6 has been moved and hear objections. Representative Donnelly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number 6. Mr. Speaker, Amendment number 6 would insert some money into the salaries line of the Alaska Power Authority that the House budget did not include. And it was a very tedious and complicated process that the Budget Subcommittee went through in establishing the appropriate level for those salaries, Mr. Speaker, and the House numbers were adopted by the Conference Committee. And this is simply a way to get around the Conference Committee report, Mr. Speaker, and I think it's real unfortunate because we had a particular problem with this particular area of the budget last year, where this money was taken out of the capital funds through subsequent actions by the executive branch to make up for cuts that the legislature made last year. And here we see another attempt at doing the same thing, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we had information that this particular agency, these salaries are some two ranges over what they should be if these people were employed at other parts of state government. And the subcommittee recommended that we try to get this budget back in line for APA, and that's what we were attempting to do, and adding this money back in would defeat that purpose, Mr. Speaker.
Any further debate on Amendment number 6? Ready for the question. The question is, shall Amendment number 6 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
21 yeas, 17 nays.
Amendment number 6 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passing.
Are there any objection as the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please give that bill its third reading?
Did we change the title?
We have a brief at ease.
The House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, I had asked if there are any objections to advance to third reading and then had instructed the clerk to read the title of that bill. Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 298, Transportation Amended House, for an act entitled An Act Making, Amending, Transferring, and Repealing Capital and Operating Appropriations and Providing for an Effective Date.
Third reading and under debate. Representative Ulmer.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to move that we rescind our action in adopting Amendment number 6.
Okay, the motion is to go back to second reading for the purposes of a rescinding motion. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 299, Transportation Amended House, be returned to second reading for the purpose of an amendment? Members may proceed to vote.
Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
25 yeas, 12 nays.
We are back in second reading. Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we rescind our action in adopting Amendment Number 6 and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection to the motion to rescind, Representative Navarre.
Speaker, I call the House.
Okay, the House has been called. Representative Hudson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have that amendment read one more time, please. Okay. It's a very, very small one, I believe.
Okay, while the call is being satisfied, would the clerk please read that amendment?
Amendment Number 6 by Donnelly, page 24 through 25. In section 83, delete subsection C. Renumber subsections accordingly.
Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, for all the same reasons we adopted Amendment Number 6, we should vote against the motion to rescind. Mr. Speaker, the subcommittee that dealt with this particular budget worked a long and hard, a long time on the APA budget. We found a budget that was incredibly inefficient. We found salary staffing levels that were two ranges over any place else in state government, and that was a budget and audit report told us that. We found an agency that, when instead of living within their means last year when we reduced their budget, went out and grabbed money anywhere they can get it, by hook or by crook, to circumvent the intent of this body. Now, this is the body where the budget is supposed to be built, Mr. Speaker, not the executive branch through sneaky little tactics on how to get more money in for people's special salaries here and there. And this is, frankly, where I draw the line. They're trying it again. And I think we just have to stand up and stick up for our constitutional right to set these salary limits and to set what the salary levels should be. Now, they can make the decision if they want to keep this number of people working, but they're going to have to make a realization, Mr. Speaker, that they just can't pay two ranges more than any place else in state government. We've got to get the APA under control. And if we can't even stand up for a lousy $120,000 here, well, I don't think we're worth our salt for budgeting, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House rescind its action in failing to adopt Amendment Number 6? Should the House rescind its action in adopting Amendment Number 6? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
15 yeas, 25 nays.
The House has rescinded its action, putting Amendment Number 6. No, excuse me. The House has failed to rescind its actions, adopting Amendment Number 6. Okay. The bill is back before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I don't think anyone can tell us how much general fund money is in this to be added onto the fiscal year 88 budget. I know we do have one bill that used to be headed $62 million, but since that time we've added a couple other appropriations like $6 million for science technology, which I wouldn't mind on its own being allowed. But we must consider, as we use these new monies in general funds of $62-plus million, that takes off what was supposed to lapse into the 1988 and 89 budget. And so therefore, we're going to be even more in debt for 1989 fiscal year. And I think this bill is so complicated, I bet you it takes at least 3 weeks to find out what we did. And I think that we should vote it down.
Representative Pourchaud.
Not counting the larger appropriations to HAD and some of the other funds, this bill would add an additional $10,712,000.
Any further debate? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I think we ought to revise our process. I realize it's very late to do anything about it this year, but in reading this budget, it's apparent that there are a number of items that did not receive scrutiny, that were not included in the capital budget or the operating budget that show up in this bill. I don't think we can afford these things. I don't think the way that we've done this is really in the best public interest, and I'm going to be voting no.
Good.
Any further debate? Representative Schultz with the House Tenedies. House come back to order. Before the Addies, we had the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 298, Transportation Amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Taylor. From yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Representative Hoffman.
Yes to no.
From yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
23 yeas, 17 nays.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 298, Transportation, amended House, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the various effective date clauses.
Hearing objection, adoption of the effective date clauses. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date clauses be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
24 yeas, 16 nays.
The effective date clause has not been adopted. At this time, the chair is going to waive engrossment.
Speaker, there's a letter of intent with this bill.
Representative Sund.
I'd like to move a House letter of intent with this bill. It's on everybody's desk, has my name on it. I'd ask unanimous consent.
Objection. Hearing objections. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, apparently this is the letter of intent that was discussed under the amendment that I proposed to this bill. Mr. Speaker, this amendment talks about it is the intent of the legislature that members of the legislature work in cooperation with members of the judicial and executive branch to examine the need for additional court space in Anchorage. Mr. Speaker, that examination has long since been made that the additional court space in Anchorage is indeed needed. It has been needed for some time. The initial determination was made in 1981. And again in 84. This intent would lead you to believe that when the money was appropriated by the legislature in previous years to fund this particular facility, that the need was not determined. Indeed, the need was determined. Now, we can put forth a letter of an intent like this and hope it pulls the wool over somebody's eyes if we want to. This is not going to pull the wool over anybody's eyes because I'm here to tell you, Mr. Speaker, that not only will this delay the court facility and not having to adopt the amendment that I proposed through this year, and to come back here next year and study it some more when it's already